My tactics, mind and closure. Thoughts are the conversations that we are having with ourselves. My mind and closure is the center of my reality, where everything makes sense or nonsense. There are many sides of me, and I constantly have conversations with myself that are often intriguing and enlightening. These personalities within me make up who I am, and there appears to be a nature aspect that I was born with and a nurture aspect, those acquired over time. Some of these traits are very dominant and show up on a regular basis, defining who I am, and others reside in background. I have spent a lot of time wondering about who I am, and I have come to realize that I am more like a group of individuals, or residents, as I call them, residing within the dwelling I call myself. And these residents have developed rules or patterns of communication that are either functional when it helps me get the results that I want, or dysfunctional when it does the opposite. I found that I was able to clearly identify this individual, about seven of them, resident of my mind enclosure, me, and I now refer to as my house. What I observe as my thoughts or me talking to myself could now be more accurately described as me observing these individuals that are me, and part of me describing different points of view from the perspective of the personalities that they represent. It is fascinating how I can describe each one of them by the feelings that they generate and convey. I am not describing a multiple personality scenario where the dominant personality could constantly change and the individual describes a dissociative state. Within my house, the individual personalities are always present and interacting, each one offering opinions with the dominant personality speaking for everybody. I like the idea of the house because it fit comfortably with my Yoruba cultural background. 4. The dominant resident/residents in the house are the ones whose attributes are most often repeated through expression or attempts at suppression, i.e., the one in whom most of my time and effort is invested becomes the leader. 5. The dominant resident/residents speak for the house and therefore interact with my external environment and are most responsible as who I am. I have come to realize that the best way to make decisions that are likely to result in functional outcomes is by being my own best friend. Points to remember. Thoughts are the conversations that you are having with yourself. How you have these conversations are important. Recognizing and being accepting of the different parts of you, the resident in your mind enclosure, is important.